Thank you and good afternoon. A wanted poster for six men out of Southern Humboldt was posted by the sheriff's office this morning, and it provided some immediate results as one of them has already been booked into county jail. Acting on an anonymous tip, deputies were sent to the Johnston Motel in Garberville to search for 37-year-old John Dustin Skovsma, who had four outstanding warrants in his name. Upon arrival, deputies spotted Skovsma exiting the motel, and a foot pursuit was initiated as he attempted to flee the scene. With the help of local residents, deputies were able to corner Skovsma in a nearby parking lot, and he surrendered without further incident. Almost 1.5 grams of methamphetamine was found on Skovsma's person, and he was booked into county jail for his warrants and possession of a controlled substance. The autopsy results of 32-year-old Justin Nevis was released by the sheriff's office this afternoon, and the results revealed that Nevis had died as a result of blood loss due to laceration wounds. Deputies found Nevis's body on October 2nd after multiple reports of a foul odor emanating from an area near North Court in Scotia. The sheriff's office believes Nevis was one of the suspects involved in an attempted home invasion robbery at a North Court residence on September 18th. During that incident, two men forcibly entered the home and one of the men pointed a firearm at the homeowner before a struggle for the weapon ensued. During the struggle, the homeowner was able to grab a knife and stab the suspect. Both men then fled the scene on foot and would not be found by sheriff's deputies. Officers with the Eureka Police Department were present during the weekly cleanup and enforcement of the Palco Marsh on Thursday. During the cleanup, officers recovered a $30,000 endoscope proven to be stolen from a parked vehicle, as well as a stolen bicycle worth $1,000. Officers also recovered a $400 chainsaw, and they have notified the proper owner. Stolen construction equipment from a Bayshore Mall construction site was located as well. No arrests were made during the cleanup. The Arcata Fire District will be able to update some of its outdated equipment thanks to grant funding. In an announcement today, the fire district received $613,000 as a grant award from the 2014 Assistance to Firefighters Grant Program. The funding will allow the fire district to replace 60 self-breathing apparatus that are no longer meeting national standards. Arcata Fire also thanked Congressman Jared Huffman for his support and assistance in obtaining the grant funding. A ribbon-cutting ceremony was held this afternoon in Orleans as the Karuk tribe unveiled its new internet service to remote rural areas. Thanks to federal grant funding received in 2011, a new fiber optic will increase capacity for residents who did not have cell phone or internet service. The new cable will run from Somes Bar to an area near Wairika, where it will be attached to a tower that will deliver broadband service directly to homes and businesses in the area. With the flu season underway, the Humboldt County Department of Health and Human Services issued a reminder to residents to make sure they are vaccinated. Nationally, flu season lasts from October until May, and public health officials recommend getting vaccinated as soon as possible. For more information, you can contact Health and Human Services. You're listening to KINS News and Information. We'll be right back after this.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. Remodeling of the Arcata Fire Station is completed. Dan Squire has more.
The Arcata Fire Protection District held a hose-cutting ceremony on Thursday to reopen the remodeled downtown station. The project cost the district $1.5 million, and the station was upgraded with increased overhead roof space for apparatus and equipment and upgraded sleeping and office spaces. The district now turns its attention to the remodel of the McKinleyville station, where it's building new living quarters and a new engine bay, a project expected to be completed by May of next year.
Thank you, Dan. On Tuesday, the Board of Supervisors discussed spending $30,000 to conduct a local survey gauging support from county residents regarding a possible sales tax measure to fund county transportation. Dobie Class, director of Arcata Public Works and city engineer, said on this morning's talk shop that local funding might be a better alternative to fix roadways that are continuing to decline.
The problem is, you know, I can tell you here is that, you know, all of us, you know, directors, public works, city engineers see is that, you know, the roads are in getting, you know, worse and worse condition, and we're on the slide right now. So we need some local funding mechanism, in our opinion, that we have control over, and it's not subject to kind of the whim and fancy of either the federal government or the state government.
If residents did support a sales tax measure, it would appear on the ballot box in November of 2016. And that's the news on this Friday afternoon. For KINS News and Information, I'm Jordan Christmas.